The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Did You Know Show. I am your host, Alex Parnuk, and together we'll attempt to resolve some of the most complex problems on the planet, but in a very common sense sort of way. Something that seems to be sorely missing in this age of media information overload. In doing this show, one would ask, why have I committed myself to this task? The plain and simple answer is, I want to get information to you that seems to be missing and not provided in the old media. So join me in the show through your interaction by providing comments, suggestions, and if necessary, criticism when you don't agree. You can contact me at shout@theflypod.com. Welcome back to the Did You Know Show and my continuing series on the executive branch of government. For those that have been following my governmental series, you know that I have been covering the major departments and am now working on the lesser units. Within the confines of this delving into the workings of government, I found that particular agency, service, or department oftentimes reveal discrepancies and dysfunction as to the workings of that particular entity. That being the case, I thought, it would be interesting and informative to the listeners to see just how well these departments were doing, especially after doing my show on the dysfunctions of government. I wanted to focus in on how good a job the independent watchdog of the government, the Office of Inspector General, was doing. Today's show focuses on the United States Department of Agriculture and its own watchdog Office of Inspector General. This is the department whose mission is to oversee farm and foreign agricultural services, food, nutrition, and consumer services, food safety, marketing regulatory programs, natural resources and environment, research, education, and economics, and lastly, rural development. Now, this long dissertation of what the USDA does is directly from their own website. Now, in order to accomplish these missions, the USDA has to employ over 100,000 employees in 29 separate and unique agencies and offices at more than 4,500 locations in both the United States and abroad, with an overall budget of $149 billion. Looking at the distribution as to spending, we find that the USDA spends 76% of its budget on nutrition assistance, 8% on conservation and forestry, 11% on farm and commodity programs, and 5% on all other programs. Of the 76% of the nutrition programs, most are spent on children, moms, and seniors in the form of food subsidies, such as SNAP and other food and supplemental programs, such as the school breakfasts, lunches, and dinners. But remember that these nutrition programs are run by the individual states. So who knows how many people are employed in this redistribution of monies from you and I to the federal government, back to the states, and then redistributed back to you and I if we qualify for that type of assistance. The USDA handles the food stamp program now, no longer called food stamps, but called SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And the latest numbers show us that SNAP participation averaged over 45.5 million persons in May of 2015. Listeners, that is over 14% of the population that receives SNAP. Now let's get into the Did You Know portion of the show relating to USDA and what the watchdog agency, the Office of Inspector General, does and has accomplished. The level of fraud taking place within the confines of the USDA is, I believe, astonishing. Within this element, we see that the most egregious of these elements as to fraud appears to be in the SNAP and the supplemental food distribution programs. Although the USDA states that fraud within the SNAP has decreased from 1993 to 2005, as reported in the report to Congress dated October the 6th, 2006, this report states also that the level of participation has increased, and specifically within the arena of the small stores and sites that accept SNAP cards. I then looked at a more current report to Congress titled Semiannual Report to Congress by the USDA's Office of Inspector General dated October the 1st, 2014 to March 31st, 2015. And this is what I found relating to the SNAP program. I quote, During the first half of fiscal 2015, OIG's efforts led to more than 264 convictions for SNAP fraud, including a case in which five individuals were sentenced in Gary, Indiana, to prison terms ranging from 15 to 33 months in order to pay back over $1.5 million in restitution. Personally, I don't think that's enough, both time and money, for what these people do to our tax dollar. Listeners, this is the most current data that I could find. And as you can see, the problem continues with those that need help being taken advantage of. In a recent action in the state of Arkansas, a Mr. Michael Lee was arrested on a 20-count indictment relating to wire fraud as to USDA funds. This particular individual set up a child food feeding program that claimed hundreds were being fed, but in actuality, very few were fed. Less than a dozen on most days. This individual wasn't alone either in this fraud scheme. He received assistance from the co-conspirators working for the very department, the Arkansas Department of Human Services, which was responsible to run this program for the USDA. Now, in another instance, SNAP cards were exchanged for food and drugs, providing the seller or the food stamp recipient an exchange of 50 cents on the dollar. That is, the taxpayer getting half the value of his tax dollar. This organized thievery accounted for 8,145 transactions, which totaled $1,124,108 between December the 2011 and May of 2015. And lastly, in another investigation by the USDA OIG, San Antonio businessman Sonny Joseph was allowed to plead guilty to one count of wire fraud for a SNAP food stamp fraud scheme in which he and his associates defrauded the government to the tune of $1.65 million. Mr. Joseph was sentenced to only 48 months, required to pay back $1.65 million to the government. Just imagine the level of fraud and corruption within this nationwide program called SNAP, and imagine the money that these people have stowed away in other places so that maybe a $1.65 million payment back to the government is nothing. Changing our direction a bit and turning to the food processing industry, we find this. If you watched any television, I'm sure you've seen those horrendous pictures of cows barely able to walk, falling down in stalls that have been provided to us through the investigatory teams of PETA and other environmental watchdog groups. But we go farther. Let's begin with the food processing industry, and specifically the Hormel Food Corporation. In about 2002, the USDA and Hormel entered into a program of inspection that was to speed up the food processing line. Hormel was chosen as the pilot program, and the industry was to hire its own animal inspectors to pre-screen carcasses as they entered the processing system, to speed it up, so to speak, and make it more efficient. Understand this, there are USDA food inspectors at these plants. The meat packaging organization, the American Meat Institute, proposed and stated that this new program represented in an affidavit was a risk-based prevention program rather than a slow manual inspection of the carcasses. These inspectors were to take place before the carcasses reached the area where the USDA inspectors were located. When this program was initiated, an inspector stated, I quote, "When originally implemented, I had high hopes that the program would improve food safety." Close quote. When the real world kicked in, this inspector realized inspectors hired by Hormel were, one, poorly trained, and standards were also allowed to be lowered by the government, which then permitted defective carcasses to enter the process system. This lowering of these standards allowed carcasses, which included bile, bruises, bone fracture, scabs, toenails, skin lesions, and fecal contamination. When a newer USDA inspector complained to an older inspector, he was told, and I quote again, let me warn you, this is not my language, but a quote, "It's not whether or not people are going to eat shit. They are. It's just how much." Is this what we expect from our government employees that are supposed to safeguard our food systems? And in another food processing scandal related to ConAgra, the Office of Inspector General stated, "Although inspectors at ConAgra raised concerns to the supervisors regarding the increasing level of fecal contamination and positive testing results, we, OIG, could find no evidence that USDA managers responded to concerns raised." Did you hear that, what I said? The USDA managers did not respond to these concerns. And finally, to the USDA, its own report by the Inspector General titled USDA Management Challenges, we find they listed seven major challenges. I will highlight several here in order to give you a picture of what is going on within the USDA and how much more work there is for these fine employees of the Office of Inspector General. Number one, the report recommended that USDA improve oversight and accountability for its program. In this report, OIG found that a Farm Service Agency's modernization program was $140 million over budget and 2 years overdue. I quote, as of April 1, 2015, FSA, or Farm Services Agency, had obligated over $444 million to this project and retired only one of 66 applications that MIDAS, the Modernization and Innovative Delivery of Agricultural Systems Program, was intended to replace. In effect, management was not leading this initiative, and USDA had spent nearly $500 million with a little in the way of deliverables. By 2022, the program was projected to have cost us nearly $824 million. In response to this burgeoning problem, pointed out by the Office of Inspector General, the Secretary of Agriculture stopped MIDAS and redefined its scope. That previous statement, redefined its scope, sure sounds like government gobbledygook and another management initiative that provided some manager with incentive bonuses while wasting the taxpayers' money. Can you imagine a manager or CEO of a private industry only achieving 1.5% of their goals and still keeping his or her job? The second element was information technology security. And again, from the report, I quote, the department has not developed risk management procedures in accordance with federal guidelines, monitored agencies for compliance with baseline configurations, and ensured the correction of known vulnerabilities, deleted separated employees' access to computer systems, and enforced a policy to detect and remove unauthorized network connections. Number three, strengthen program performance and measurements. These programs lack sufficient performance goals, direction, coordination, and monitoring to ensure success. Due to these problems, USDA could not ensure that the $3.9 billion of beginner farmers' assistance in fiscal 2012 and 2013 achieved effective and measurable outcomes. And the last one now, strengthen control over improper payments. And again, I quote from the report, in fiscal 2014, 20 of USDA's high-risk programs, which considered vulnerable to improper payments, reported about $6.9 billion in improper payments. Listeners, I could go on and on with horrific stories of monies misspent, stolen, misused, especially after all my research and reading of reports and audits. But what one sees in this case is that USDA Office of Inspector General is doing a tremendous job of trying to ferret out waste, fraud, and improve the workings of the agency that it has oversight. Knowing that USDA encompasses more than 100,000 employees, I looked and rummaged through numerous reports and websites, but I could not find any number for staffing as to the Office of Inspector General within the Department of Agriculture. Even after contact with a main OIG office where I learned that their staff numbers for that office were about 150 employees, and after speaking with that person, even that employee could not provide me a number nor could find the information within the computer system. Isn't it amazing that the government can produce voluminous reports about all kinds of stuff, including statistics and numbers, but basic information as to staffing seems to be unavailable, at least to this researcher or that unnamed employee? Listeners, the Office of Inspector General within the USDA is doing its best with their limited resources, but agencies that keep on developing new programs and growing their size and budget would do well to listen and implement more of the suggestions and recommendations that their respective OIGs put forth. Oh, one last thing. If you recall, at the beginning of this segment, I provided the percentages of what the USDA focuses on. One of those elements encompassed 8% was the conservation and forestry. I would suggest to the listeners that some other branch of government is already doing that, and that is the Interior Department. Need I say more? Well, folks, that's it for this segment of the Did You Know Show. If you have comments, just leave them at flypod.com website reply section after listening to this show. I sure hope you feel more informed after listening to this segment of the Did You Know Show. So long. Well, until next time in our next Did You Know Show, keep your powder dry and your silver coins in your pocket.